Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your weekly 10-minute educational overview of this crazy thing we call cyber. I'm your host, Darren Mott. I thank you for taking the time to participate with me this week and learn a little bit about cyber, because if you get a little cyber smarter, you'll be a whole lot cyber safer. All right, so this week I am going to talk very briefly on what the cyber threats are. If you remember from last week, I talked about cyber risk. It's something I'm going to talk about all the time in this podcast. And the goal of what this podcast is designed to do is to help you reduce your cyber risk, to make you a little cyber safer as you go along your daily life, interacting with the global digital world that we are in. So last week I talked, you know, risk is threats times vulnerabilities. One vulnerability I want to talk about real briefly at the start here. Apple came out this week with a note about vulnerabilities that hit all of their devices. Essentially, a bad guy could send you a text message and you really don't have to do anything other than have it pop up on your device, and it could theoretically run malware on your system and cause all bad things to occur. So there are ways to patch this vulnerability for your iPhone, your iPads, your laptops, your MacBooks, all that kind of stuff. So look for that. I'd say just go ahead and Google that and you will find ways to do that. Find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Darren Mott, and you will see a link there that I talked about this that has links to do that as well. So I avail you to do that. Next week, I'm going to talk about vulnerabilities more specifically, but this week I want to talk about threats and understanding what are the cyber threats. There are a host of them out there. And so if you look at, or the way I'm going to look at this is in the form of six different threat models. So it's a threat spectrum that when I was in the FBI, I talked about this all the time as far as making people better understand who the threat actors are that are targeting them and which ones do they need to worry about most significantly. So there are six, and I'm going to go from least concerning to most concerning. And in some cases, like I said, this is something you will never interact with. And in some cases, it's something everyone will interact with. So the first one is called cyber hacktivism. These are hacktivists who use computer network exploitation to advance their political or social causes. So in this respect, think of Anonymous, think of Lulzsec. There's a bunch of groups out there that do this kind of thing where they find causes that they are irritated by, be it, you know, there are cyber hacktivists for abortion, there are cyber hacktivists for the environment, things like that. So they will look to compromise computer networks to advance their political cause. This could be by simply finding information about the people in that industry and releasing that through data dumping. So they could do that. They could also do web page defacements and things like that. But if you are just a normal everyday user, you're not a business owner, you don't have your own website, things like that, you're not involved in specifically controversial topics, then chances are cyber hacktivism is not something that's going to really impact you. You don't have to worry about Anonymous doxing you, D-O-X-X-I-N-G. That basically means your address, all the information about you that they found online is placed online for others to use. But if you're a business owner, then it's certainly something you may interact with. However, these groups are generally easy to deal with in the sense if they deface your website, you can recover from that. There may be, you know, DOS, denial of service attacks, but those are pretty limited in scope and easy to repel at this point. So that is the first threat to think about is cyber hacktivism. Second one is probably the one most folks, if you're listening to this podcast, will come in contact with at some point. What companies use this threat to push their products, things like that. But that is cyber criminals. These are individuals and sophisticated criminal enterprises that steal personal information and extort victims for financial gain. Clearly, these are thieves. They're looking to get information they can monetize, be it your personal information, be it your corporate information. Some of them are individuals. Some of them are organized groups, largely out of Eastern Europe and other areas, largely out of Nigeria. The Nigerian email scams, these are all cyber criminals. These are bad guys looking to use cyber means to steal stuff. Criminals have been around for as long as humans have existed. These are just criminals that utilize cyber tradecraft to get what they need, be it stealing personal information, stealing corporate information, things like that. Next is the cyber insider. This is more targeted towards the corporate world, but these are trusted insiders who steal proprietary information for personal, financial, or ideological reasons. So there are a multitude of these. And again, if you are not a company owner, you don't have a business, then Cyber Insider is really not something you should necessarily concern yourself with. But if you have a business, this is something you need to concern yourself with, because really this is the biggest threat within the cyber world, in the sense that these are actors that have access to data already. They are already in the network, and they can take the information, sell it to a competitor, sell it to a nation state if they're, like, say they're a Chinese insider and they're looking to steal stuff for China or Russia or what have you. So you have those folks, cyber criminals. Then these guys are cyber criminals. The difference between them and the cyber criminal threat that I talked about previously was they already have access to the network. Cyber criminals have to kind of hack in, get you to open emails and do stuff that compromise systems to give them the information. They don't have immediate access to it in most cases. Cyber insiders do. And so if you're a company owner, this is the one you need to worry about the most. Next, cyber espionage. These are your nation state actors that conduct computer intrusions to steal sensitive state secrets and proprietary information from private companies. Think Russia, Iran, North Korea, China, things like that. So they are looking to, again, do computer intrusions. And when we talk about cyber, what we're really talking about is the compromise of computer networks, information within those networks. And we'll talk about why and how they do that in a couple episodes. But so the cyber espionage guys, these are the nation state guys. These are China, Russia, like I said before. And they target largely corporations and government entities to steal the information within those entities to use them for political gains, political reasons, geopolitical reasons, geoeconomic reasons. In the case of China, they steal proprietary information to duplicate it. If you look at a lot of the Chinese military hardware, it's stolen from other countries, largely the United States. But they are using cyber means to commit espionage, spying, if you will. So those three right there, cybercrime, cyber insider, cyber espionage, are the three main ones most folks should at least have a general understanding of, and how, or rather why they do what they do and what they're trying to access, because those are the ones you are likely to come in contact with. The next two, the last two, are the most dangerous cyber threats, I guess I could say, but they're also the least likely for you to impact, have contact with, rather, on a daily basis, and that is cyber terrorism and cyber warfare, the last two threats I want to talk about. So cyber terrorism, pretty much what it means, terrorist groups who sabotage computer systems that operate our critical infrastructure, such as the electric grid. That is a generalized definition of that, but these are basically terrorists who use cyber tradecraft to do bad things, the things the bad terrorists do. Is this a big threat right now? For a couple years, the FBI has been saying not so much, but I would think that this is becoming much more problematic as cyber terrorists gain footholds in parts of the country, the issue with Afghanistan notwithstanding, and they improve their technical capabilities, their technical access, and their ability to hack into places. There was a case 4 or 5 months ago where, actually, I take that back, it was around January, where a water treatment plant in Tampa, Florida was compromised by an individual. It wasn't believed to be a terrorist attack, but it has a proof of concept that showed, and probably the terrorists looked at this to say, hey, this is something we could possibly do. So to think that terrorists are not currently targeting our national infrastructure is naive. Chances are they are. So if you participate or you belong to a critical national infrastructure entity, then certainly concern yourself with the potential for terrorism, terrorist-related actions. Don't think you are impenetrable, because chances are you are not. No computer system is impenetrable. But for the most part, what the FBI deems cyber terrorism to be is the use of online resources by terrorist groups to do recruitment and propaganda. That's still the case. You see a lot of that. You see a lot of individuals becoming radicalized online because of things they see in different websites and different web forums. And there's certainly a lot of that. But I would say in the next year or two, maybe three at the most, you're going to see a lot more actual attacks by terrorist-related groups on networks, specifically functioned around our critical infrastructure, the electrical grid, the financial grid. These are all things that will impact us directly. The last threat, and this is largely within the realm of the Department of Defense, primarily in the United States intelligence community, is cyber warfare. These are nation state actors who sabotage military and critical infrastructure systems to gain an advantage in the event of a conflict. We will likely not see cyber warfare. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. We already seen cyber warfare. You're already seeing nation state or nation state affiliated actors targeting critical national infrastructure related things, like the Colonial Pipeline was believed to be a Russian criminal group, but it had obviously cyber warfare like indications. If we don't think that in the event of a larger conflict globally, that China and Russia are not going to use cyber means, or that the United States will not use that against those countries, we are incorrect. Russia has already shown they will use cyber means to attack their enemies. They did this in Georgia in the mid-2000s, in Ukraine in the 2014-2015 timeframe, and Estonia way back in 2007. So Russia has shown they will do this, but we will see this on greater scales going forward. But if you are just, again, a general user listening to this podcast and you kind of go about your day and you interact online and social media and things like that, cyber warfare, not something that's going to impact you generally up front. However, if we are in some kind of larger conflict, there will be cyber warfare related activities that could impact us more directly. The Colonial Pipeline is a great example of that. If China, Russia, Iran, North Korea decided to attack the power grid, things like that, certainly it would be a problem. There was a interesting, and going back to cyber terrorism, there's a book that came out a year ago called Total Power by Kyle Mills. And the premise of that particular book is a terrorist organization, I think it was ISIS, if I remember correctly, but they go through and they had insiders within the United States. They basically took down the entire U.S. power grid. Now, it's a work of fiction, but there's partial fact based on that fiction. So if you're interested more in that particular thing and you like fiction books, I recommend that Total Power by Kyle Mills. It's a whole series of stuff, but so look to that. But again, there will be come a time where cyber terrorism and cyber warfare kind of intermix as far as who's doing what to who. And it's going to be very hard and difficult to get attribution, but hopefully something we won't see in the near future. But those are basically your six cyber threats. So when we talk about cyber risk, these are the threats coming at you. Now, there's obviously variations on all of these threat actors, from cyber hacktivists, cyber crime criminals, cyber insiders, cyber spies, cyber terrorism, cyber warfare. But those are the six main ones. So just by having that general understanding of those threats, again, you can go about your day and just understand the threats are out there, targeting those vulnerabilities that you have that can do bad things to you. Next week, we'll talk about cyber vulnerabilities and what those are exactly, some examples of those, and how to keep yourself safe from that. So until then, I thank you very much for taking the time to listen again to the Cyber Smart Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Mott. Check out my other podcast, the Cyber Guy Podcast, where I go into more depth on cyber issues, talk to professionals within the cyber world, talk about a lot of things there. Spread the word to this podcast to your friends and family members. Hopefully they give a listen, because again, if you get a little cyber smarter, you'll get a whole lot cyber safer. We'll talk to you next week.